إن الحمد لله، إن الحمد لله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. فصلوات الله على سيد المرسلين إمام المجاهدين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه الغر الميامين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم المعاد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved brothers and elders, again I would love to thank the Majma for the indulgence. Alhamdulillah, already within those few minutes I feel like I'm at home. I'm coming here for the second time, so it's home already, inshallah. You know, insan, or a mu'min, or a servant of Allah, is in a constant battle with shaitan. Sometimes also when you're doing good, you are also in a battle with shaitan. You know? The story of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, that when he was in his sakarat, on his deathbed, you know, that stupor of death, and his son Abdullah heard the father saying, La ba'd, la ba'd, la ba'd. Not yet, not yet, not yet. Oh, beta ghabra gaya. The son was perturbed, worried. My father, a man who stood up against people who said that the Quran is the creation of Allah. My father was imprisoned, tortured, and he never moved. He had a firm stance on that the Quran is not the creation of Allah. The Quran is the word of Allah. And today, on his deathbed, he says he's not ready. He was worried about that. وَلَمَّا أَفَاقْ, when he regained his consciousness, and this happens at times when a person is dying, you know, he goes unconscious, then he regains his consciousness. Then the son inquired from him that, oh, my father, I heard you saying la ba'd, la ba'd. In Arabic, it means not yet, not yet. And you said it, miraran, you said it so many times. He said that it is not that I was not ready to die. This Iblis, he was standing on my side, adhan, biting his thumb and saying, Ya Ahmad, futta minni. Ya Ahmad, futta minni. Oh Ahmad, you have slipped away from my hand. Imam Ahmad was saying to him, no, not yet. No, not yet. We are in a constant battle with shaitan. There's this fever now in the atmosphere. You know, the December cult. You know, us Africans, this religion of Christianity was brought to us and not with love. But we've embraced it so much that we celebrate Christmas more than the Christians themselves. It has lost its essence, it's another subject. But the mahol changes and we shouldn't turn a blind eye on that. And we shouldn't act as if it won't affect us. We have children, you know. And like I said, shaitan looks for loopholes. He always looks for loopholes. So, I have some proposed solutions also, you know, for this. And I realize that most of the times, our ibadat or, you know, our iman is affected by us not knowing our position You know, during the apartheid time, you've heard about the Roy Falk, that helicopter. It was one of the strongest in the world. What is it? They were a minority, those people. What is it that made them, you know, successful, and I mean in a worldly sense? It's when they heard that they are the chosen people of God. That's what they're told. Even the Jewish people, till today, that's why this, you know, this nasha, unkisarupar, you know, chargai, that they are the most important people on earth, and the goyim, the goyim are the Gentiles, non-Jews, are not important at all. So this thing makes them strong. But us, it's not a claim coming from, you know, maybe myself, Abdulaziz, and saying, you know what, tum log khas ho, you people are so important. But it comes from Allah, that you are important. You see, when you know your position, where you stand with your beloved, Shaitan tumhe nahi behkayega. Shaitan will never mislead you, because you know what you mean in the eyes of Allah. You know what is your makana, your maqam in the eyes of Allah. You know, if brothers could make effort, in fact, to be in the realm of ibad, because when Iblis was dismissed, he made a request and he said, you know, that give me respite, give me time, ila yomi yubathun, till the day they'll be resurrected. That was granted. But after it, he made a promise, and he took an oath by the Jalal of Allah, by the Izzah of Allah, by the honor of Allah, the majesty of Allah, la ughuyannahum ajma'in illa ibadak minhumul mukhlasin. It touches me when I saw this, that he used the word ibad. He made enmity with this insan, but he knew that the ones who are in this category of ibad, who are the real slaves of Allah, they won't be affected by his snares. And Allah Ta'ala, in responding to him, used the same term, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan, that my slaves, you have no control over them. So now, like I said, once you know where you stand with Allah, now this ibad, understand yourself. What are you? What is this abd? Huh? This abadiyat. Usko kya kehte hai? What do you call it, this abd? It means that everything, yeah, you know, lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Everything belongs to Allah. When you are a slave, you belong to your master. We are slaves of Allah, we belong to Allah. Lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Every living thing also belongs to Allah. So it means that, you know what? Hama tan, hama jihad, hama waqt. Your master can do any tasarruf with you. Your master can do anything with you. So, submitting yourself completely to the will of Allah, you are saying that, oh Allah, I'm in your control. I'm tahta, you know, tahta tasarrufik. That whatever he wants to do with you, you become the servant of Allah. But the beautiful thing is that when you are his servant, you are his servant for your own selves. In ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum, wa in asa'tum falaha. If you do any good, you do it for your own selves. If you do any evil, it's also against your own selves. This is when you know your maqam. This is abadiyat ka zahiri pehlu, they call it. This is the outer part of you, understanding that I am the abd, the servant of Allah. What is now the inner one, the internal one? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayhi, says that al-ibadatu tajma'u aslayn. Al-ibadatu tajma'u aslayn. Ghayata al-hubbi wa ghayata al-tadhalluli wal-khudu. That for Allah, when you have that love for Allah, when you are on the zenith, the highest pinnacle of mahabba for Allah, that's why Allah made that comparison. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. In this world, it is either you love dunya too much or you love Allah too much. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That there are people who take as objects of worship anything besides Allah, and they love them as they should love Allah. But as for the believers, أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, their love for Allah is intense. You'll understand my maqsad. It means that now your love for everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains also that, you know, in this world, things that, you know, He has created for us, some of them, He subdued them to us. Now, but your love for those things should not override your love that you must have for Allah. So now you know you are the servant of Allah and you have more love for Him. تَعْصِ الْإِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ وَهَذَا لَعَمْرِي مِنَ الْفِعَالِ عَجِيبُ. That you disobey your Lord. وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ. And while you claim to be loving Him, بَرِي عَجِيبُ بَعْتَ. وَهَذَا لَعَمْرِي مِنَ الْفِعَالِ عَجِيبُ. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِعُ. If you love someone, you'll be obedient to that person. If we really love Allah, we'll be obedient to Him. And then we'll be protected from the snares of shaitan. Fahimtum? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. If we understood Arabic, the word khawf, Allah never used it. Because khawf, you fear something because you fear the wrath of that thing. Allah has used the word khashya. It is also fear, but it has mahabba in it. It has love in it. I was the tallest in my family, and I took from my mother's side. My father was way too short, shorter than me. But if my father had to slap me physically, honestly, let's be honest, physically, and he had reached, you know, an old age, but alhamdulillah, you know, after I became Muslim, Islam made me understand that we should not disobey our parents. Alhamdulillah, after becoming Muslim, my father left this world and he was happy, he was pleased with me. But what I'm saying is that physically, I was stronger than him. You know, the children of Yaqub also said that. وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَ. And we are strong. عُصْبَ. A group of strong men. I was stronger than him physically. But if he had to raise his hand and slap me, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have retaliated. Because my fear for him had love with it. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. We are weaker, way weaker than Allah. But the example is لِتَقْرِيبِ إِلَى الْفَمْ. You know, to bring you closer to understanding. That when you have love, جِتْنَا تَبَّرْمَارِ. Today also, even if your mother can do that, can slap you so many times, you'll never hit back because there's mahabba there. So, my brothers and elders, when you have mahabba, the love for Allah, you'll never disobey him. You'll take shaitan as an adu. Because shaitan, wa ma ya'idukum illa. Shaitan, what does he do? He makes promises. And he does not fulfill his promise. Allah calls us his friends, not only his ibad, but he calls us his friends. Or he has called himself a friend to us. Understand your position, your makana, your maqam. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah is a friend to the believers. Allah is an ally to the believers. يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. He delivers us from darkness to light. Anyone or anything besides Allah, والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. Anything, any system, what it will do, it will only lead you towards darkness. Sha'ir says, إِذَا خُلِّطَ عَلَيْكَ الْأَمْرُ حَتَّى لَا تَدْرِي مَا الصَّوَابُ وَمَا يُعَابُ. إِذَا خُلِّطَ عَلَيْكَ الْأَمْرُ حَتَّى لَا تَدْرِي مَا الصَّوَابُ وَمَا يُعَابُ. فَانْظُرْ إِلَى مَا تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ نَفْسُكْ. When you are confused, and this is the time for us to, you know, to look within. When you are confused, what's the right thing to do? You don't know what's the right thing to do and what's wrong. فَانْظُرْ إِلَى مَا تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِ نَفْسُكْ. Look at what your nafs is being driven towards. فَإِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَا يَقُودُ إِلَّا إِلَى مَا يُعَابُ. Because nafs will always drive you to what? To the wrong things. So yeah, faisla tumhara hai. The choice is yours, the decision is yours. Ke dunya mein, they say, you can live this life. Rab chahi zindagi, or man chahi zindagi. Rab chahi zindagi, ya man chahi zindagi. You live your life the way Allah, you know, requires from you, or you live as you wish. People say that we are free and all these things. You do as you wish. And I'm going back to this ayah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى let me start with that. What is it? فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى طُغْيَان وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The one who has turned away, Toho, using also the stubbornness of Pharaoh. You didn't only turn away, you turned away also with the arrogance. وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And this world, he gave preference to the life of this world. And he let it also affect him. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The Al-Jahim is one of the levels of Jahannam. It will be his final abode. But the one خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, he appreciated the maqam and the position of his Allah. كَ مَا بَنْدَا هُوْ أَرْتُوْ رَبَّهِ, that I am your slave and you are my Lord, O Allah. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, or nafs ko kabu me rakha. He reigned in his desires. Fa innal jannata hiya al ma'wa. Ibn al-Qayyim again says that this servant of Allah, he can gain a martaba, a maqam, which is higher than that of the malaika. Kaif? You as an insan, you as a human being, you are born or created with desires and a choice. Or purpose. Let me use the word purpose. The malaika are created with the purpose, no desires at all. The malak came to Maryam, to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He presented the lamb. They never ate faujas aminuhum khifa. That's another story. But he feared because these people are not eating. Travelers, food being offered, no desires at all, malaika. Even though they came in human form, but fitratan, in their nature, they have no desires at all. That's why Ibrahim alayhi salam was worried. These are travelers. A lamb, we know how palatable it is. He presents it to them. They're not partaking. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَ. He started worrying and getting scared. But it was because they were angels. They were angels that we are, the messengers of your Lord. My point is that they have no desires, but they have a purpose. You've heard about some angels that since they were created, they've been in the position of sajda. They're living for the purpose. They have no desires at all. They're not tested and tried. But this insan, inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi. Nabtali, we test him. You are tested because you have the desire in you. So now, if you live your life in this world, fulfilling the purpose, you'll reach the status of higher than that of malaika. But if your desires override your purpose, there's no difference between you and an animal. Look at the donkey, look at the lion. Savage, if you only feed that savage part of you, what does an animal do? It's mates, sleeps, bus. Kana, pina, jima, bus. If your life is only that, kana, pina, sona, jana, bus. If that's your life, you must know that there's no difference between you and an animal. Ulaika, kala nami balhum adol. Because Allah also equipped you with the same things that these animals have, ears, eyes, but yours are on a different level. And if you do not benefit from them, you are like an animal. أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل. They have ears, eyes, hearts that they don't even benefit from. أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل. Like that man also, who has been given. You see, if your nafs, if your desires, how much time do I have? 5 minutes left. So, all right. Now, if your desires again override your purpose, you spiritually you die and you don't see the value of things. Huh? You don't see the value of things. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. Read to them the story of that man we have given, or we had given our signs. It is explained in tafsir that it was the ilm of Torah, because it was in the time of Musa alayhi salam. Also, they say that he knew the al-ismul a'azam. He had al-ismul a'azam with him. But when andar se tum mar gaye, kisi cheez ki qeemat nahi hai. If you are dead inside, there's no value, nothing. You know, there's no value of anything. The bounties, the favors of Allah had no even impact on him because he had died inside. And you know, one scholar made that example. He said one of the reasons for, you know, su'ul khatima is fasad, al-fasadu fil i'tiqad. Al-fasadu fil i'tiqad, a person, you know, maybe reaches the stage of puberty with shubahat, with doubts in him, and he never dealt with them. Or he comes into the fold of Islam with shubahat. But now, outwardly, mashallah, dari, kurta, everything, safed, mashallah. It's like you're buying a computer, that computer has no faults in it. Because it has never been subjected to rigorous, you know, applications. So the fault is not showing. When the test comes, that's when the fault will show. So now this man also, when now he was enticed with dunya, perhaps from the beginning he had that love for it. And he never put these two things, like I said, your purpose and your desire, he never put it on a scale and weighed which one outweighs the other. And at that time, his desires outweighed his purpose. The ni'am of Allah were of no benefit. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. What did he do? أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. What did he do? He clung onto the earth. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ, and he followed his desires. You know, they say suwar, suwar ke samne jawhar rakho, usko koi qeemat nahi. You put pearls in a pig's mouth, usko. So, know, I'll conclude with this. Know your maqam, where you stand with Allah. What you mean to Allah. And also, look within yourself. Do my desires outweigh my purpose? My ustad, Malana Choksisab, he says that one day he went to Fruit and Veg in Lanesia. And this is maqsad for leaving the house. He went to buy olives. He got to the shop. Upon entering, his eyes fell on something. He filled bags. He went home. When he got home, he realized that what made him leave the house, he doesn't have it in his bag. Then I understood that in some dunya may, he comes to this dunya, he looks at other things. You fill your bag with things that you were not created for. When it is time to die, that's why that people will wish that Allah must return them. Because they filled their bags with things that they were not sent for. So let us become ibad of Allah and let us serve our purpose. Fulfill our purpose, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq, inshallah. Then Allah, wallahi, and I believe in, you know, the power of association. Suhba. As-sahibu, sahib. The companion drags you towards his way. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahu, bihamdika, shiru, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.